This is Bruce Collins, your host for the Bible Studies program. Greetings and welcome to our lesson today. We're glad you've tuned us in, and we trust the program will be a help to you. Again, if you'd like to contact me, I'll give you my mailing address and website address at the close of the program. You can contact me either way. If you have prayer requests or would like to re-listen to the program or would like a copy of the program, or if you would like to be put on the mailing list of the Grace and Truth magazine that I publish in from time to time, you'll need to get my address so that I can get yours. So I'll give you those addresses at the close of the program. Grace and Truth is a free magazine, and I'll be happy to put you on the subscription list if you'll just write to me. Now, today we want to go to Acts and continue our study of Acts chapter 4. You'll remember that we have had an impotent man in Acts chapter 3 healed by Peter and John, and we have found out that there are some people, as a matter of fact, there were 5,000 people that were reached with the gospel as a result of this great miracle, but then there were the leaders, the religious leaders, who were more concerned about their position and more concerned about what this was going to do to their relationship with Rome and what this was going to do with regard to their reputation for crucifying the Lord. And they were more concerned about themselves than they were about the blessings that were available in the Lord Jesus, and being selfish and being self-centered and being blind. They tried to get Peter and James to quit speaking in the name of the Lord Jesus. And of course, one of the things we read a number of times in this passage is the word bold. They saw the boldness of Peter and of John, and because of that boldness, they were concerned about being able to stop their message. And Peter and John will see, pray for boldness, and they are bold. And I'm thinking today, as we go into this new year, that it would be nice if we had the boldness of the early New Testament church as they confidently preached about the resurrected Lord. And so let's keep that in mind as we start reading from Acts 4 and verse 22. For the man was over 40 years old on whom this miracle of healing had been performed, and being let go, that is, Peter and John were let go, they went to their own companions and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said to them. And when they heard that, they raised their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, you are God who made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them, who by the mouth of your servant David have said, why did the nations rage and the people plot vain things? And the kings of the earth took their stand, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his anointed. For truly against your holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together to do whatever your hand and your purpose determined before to be done. Now, Lord, look on their threats and grant to your servants that with all boldness they may speak your word by stretching out your hand to heal, and the signs and wonders, and that signs and wonders may be done through the name of your holy servant Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place where they were assembled together was shaken, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God with boldness. Now the multitude of those who believed were of one heart and one soul. Neither did anyone say that any of the things he possessed was his own, but they had all things in common. And with great power the apostles gave witness to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Nor was there anyone among them who lacked, for all who were possessors of lands or houses sold them, and brought the proceeds of the things that were sold, and laid them at the apostles' feet, and they distributed to each as anyone had need. And Jose, who was also named Barnabas by the apostles, which is translated son of encouragement or son of consolation, a Levite of the country of Cyprus, having land, sold it, and brought the money and laid it at the apostles' feet. And we trust the Lord will bless to us the reading of his word. You will notice that after this crisis that had taken place in Peter and John's life through the healing of this impotent man, and then being resisted by the scribes and the Pharisees, that the first place they wanted to go was to those people who would understand them. They went to their own companions. We often say birds of a feather flock together. And so our companions are often a great indicator of who we are. And these people went to others who had witnessed the resurrection of Christ, others who were believers, others who were with them in the work, and they told them about what had happened. I'm thinking about how that when John the Baptist was beheaded by Herod, how that the disciples buried John the Baptist and they went and told Jesus. They wanted to be with the one who they felt would understand their sorrow. And in this case, the disciples wanted to be with companions who would understand what was happening, who would appreciate the power of the gospel, and who would appreciate the fact that the Roman rulers and the Gentile rulers and the Hebrew rulers were all threats to them, and that it was going to take grace to speak with boldness. And so they went to their own companions, and when their companions heard what had been done, they weren't jealous because Peter and John were used. They were glad and gave God praise because Peter and John had been used. Today, sometimes it seems like when we're out doing the work of the Lord, there's a spirit of competition that can be set up. One church wants to be bigger than the other. One ministry wants to be bigger than another. And it's possible for us to want people to follow us instead of following Christ. But this was not the case in the early church. It's interesting to me that they raised their voice to God with one accord and said, "Lord, you are God who made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them." And then they rejoice in the fact that prophetic truth was being fulfilled. At this time, the scriptures that they knew were the Old Testament scriptures, and they were reading, or at least quoting from Psalm 2, where it's prophesied that the kings of the earth and the rulers would take counsel together against the Lord and against His anointed. And that's exactly what happened when the Lord was crucified, and it was still happening. And at the end of Psalm 2, if you read that carefully, it says, "Kiss the Son, lest He be angry, and ye perish from the way when His wrath is kindled but a little." They knew that they had the Son on their side, and that even though the Lord had been crucified, it was now becoming evident to them that in the crucifixion there was a great victory. And that because the Lord had been raised from the dead, this message was going to be proclaimed. And as we've mentioned before, throughout the Acts of the Apostles, they were witnesses of the resurrection. It was the resurrection that gave power to everything that they preached, everything that they said. Isn't it wonderful that even though we've come through a Christmas season when many people have not gotten beyond the Madonna and Child, we who are saved worship a living Savior, one who grew to maturity and always pleased the Father. And in growing to maturity, He was able to do the things that proved He was very God. And then He died for our sins, and we don't linger at the manger. We don't even linger at the tomb. We're amongst those who are looking for the Lord to come back from the very heaven He went up into in Acts chapter 1. This same Jesus, which has gone up into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen Him go. And they were witnesses to the truth that Christ was living, and that the message was living, and that in fact the Word of God was being fulfilled. And so, "Kiss the Son, and lest He be angry, and ye perish from the way when His wrath is kindled but a little." These programs are all about the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, the One who loved us with an everlasting love, and the One who was willing to go to the cross to die for our sins and to give us the means of being reconciled forgiven and reconciled to God. And friend, apart from trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, your future is no future at all. Apart from trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ, the day is going to come when you will be separated from God for all eternity and cast into a place called the lake of fire. It'll be the second death, but because of the resurrected Lord that they preached boldly, we would have confidence when we have confidence in Him that our future is secure and that we'll have a home in heaven, and we would preach that boldly today as well. It may not be a message that everyone is interested in, and in some cases it's a message that the world would like to get rid of because they don't want the accountability that comes with the message, the accountability to a living God that comes with the message. But friend, that's where true blessing is found. It's in the Son, the one who they were being witnesses to. They were witnesses of His resurrection, and they were bold witnesses of the resurrection. Now, not only were they bold witnesses of the resurrection, and not only did the Word have power, but it changed their lives. They were expecting the Lord to return, and so they weren't holding on to their possessions, and they were making sure that everyone they were associated with had their needs met. And I realize that there's a lot of controversy today about whether this should have been done this way or whether it shouldn't, because everybody says this was communism, and communism didn't even work here, because we're going to come into Acts chapter 5 and find out that Ananias and Sapphira lied with regard to what they sold and brought to the disciples, and judgment took place because of it. But nevertheless, those whose hearts were right with God were a people who were willing to share, and they were concerned about everyone having their needs met, and they weren't concerned about laying up treasure in this life because they had treasure laid up in heaven. And folks, I believe this is the attitude that Christians ought to have today. It's not an attitude that we have. We are all now in a capitalistic system based on greed, and we all want to get ahead. And yes, there are people with a heart of compassion who help those around them, but they don't share in this way, where they throw their money into a pool and say, just use it as it's needed. I often think of that young ruler who came to the Lord in the Gospels, and he said, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And he thought that if he lived good enough, that he would inherit eternal life. And the Lord proved to him that nobody lives good enough, because he said, go and sell what thou hast and give to the poor, and come and follow me. And I don't think any of us have ever totally dedicated ourselves to the Lord to the extent where we were willing to give it all to Him and come and follow Him. But these early disciples, I believe, were doing that. And so there was power in the gospel. Friend, if you're listening to me today and you have never trusted the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who's been raised from the dead, let me assure you that you're missing out on a great blessing. It will change your heart. It will change your destiny. It will change everything. And it will be the best day in your life when you come to the Lord Jesus and say, Lord Jesus, I am willing to trust you. I commit it all to you. Now, our Heavenly Father, we just pray for thy blessing upon all who have listened and upon the program. We give thanks for thy love in our Savior's name. Amen. Now, our mailing address is Bible Studies, Box 192, Greenfield, Iowa, 50849. Bible Studies, Box 192, Greenfield, Iowa, 50849. My website address is bdcministries.faithweb.com, bdcministries.faithweb.com, and we do thank you for listening.